Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Book It. It's your Thursday, May 30th edition. Got a 7-game slate on tap for tonight. Hope everybody had a great Wednesday. Fun one. Lots of offense, as usual, kind of how we talk about it. There's some really good pitching, though. We nailed that as well. So a lot of good stuff there. I told you, just put a Means Pablo lineup together. Both sub-7K. Get all the bats. Rock and roll. If the Braves actually did something, would have been really nice. But overall, still good. Good slate we had there. We got the 7-gamer on tap tonight. We got the totals on those 7-gamers. Before I get to that, if you guys give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it. Take a couple minutes out of your day. It would help me out a ton. All right, the totals on this slate. Red Sox, Yankees, 8.5. Brewers, Pirates, 8.5. Twins, Rays, 8. Royals, Rangers, 10. Indians, White Sox, 9. Angels, Mariners, 8.5. Mets, Dodgers, 8. Lots to like there. When you look at the weather, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh showing about 30% chances of rain. Hopefully we get that one in. Boston and New York, it's already going to be long games as it is. We got anywhere from 50 to 70% chances of rain. Usually hangs out in that 60% chances of rain. So we got that one going for us there. And then Cleveland at the Chicago White Sox, about 15% chances. So hopefully everything goes pretty well, but keep an eye on all of that. All right, pitching on this slate. I'm looking for the bats on this slate. You got Hyunjin Ryu at 11-2. I love Hyunjin. He's been great. Like Snell yesterday, the way the offenses are going these days, I'm not paying 11-2 for Hyunjin. He's great, great play. Mets offense is kind of alive. They'd be a great GPP contrarian angle on this matchup. But Hyunjin, great play. Not going there. Chris Sale at 10-8. I will look into that for GPPs just because, well, the rain might scare me off of it. But he's facing the Yankees, a team he's struggled against in his one start this year. 5 innings. 4 earned, 6 Ks. But, you know, this is kind of a different Chris Sale outside of, you know, he faced Houston last time out, 2 earned over 6 innings, 5 Ks. But part of that, 10 Ks at home against Houston, 17 Ks at home against Colorado, 14 Ks on the road to Baltimore, 10 Ks on the road in Chicago, 8 against Tampa Bay, 10 against Detroit. So 10 or more Ks in 4 of his last 5 starts prior to Houston's. He's 10-8. It is a tough game. As we stated, it's in Yankee Stadium. Yankees strike out about 22% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Very, very dicey situation here, but they have a 317 total. Lefties 256, righties 295. And when you look at this Yankees team, 298 WOBA, 128 ISO versus left-handed pitching. They're actually not that good versus lefties, surprisingly. Now, Chris Sale's been very up and down this year, so it's GPP only. But many aren't going to want to attack the Yankees with pitching. If you want to be contrarian on a slate like this, Chris Sale at 10-8 makes for a super upside play. Definite risk involved. It is the Yankees, but big-time upside play at 10-8. Mike Minor at 10-3 is a good one as well. A lot of people are going to want to stack the game, Kansas City and Texas. Getting a piece of Mike Minor won't be bad. He's got a 2.08 ERA at home this year, averaging over 26 DraftKings points. Faced Kansas City once this year, I believe it was in Kansas City. 5 innings, 1 earned, 3 Ks. Yeah, it was in Kansas City. It was a great spot. He just didn't strike anybody out, surprisingly, because usually he's good for 5-plus strikeouts in almost every start. 8 of his last 10 starts, 5-plus Ks. And in those starts, he's putting up massive DraftKings points. It's a great hitting environment, as always, in Texas. Kansas City strikes out 22% of the time versus lefties. Really, really good spot here for Mike Minor. KC's got a 4.16 total. Lefties 220, righties 305. But similar to the Yankees, only a 279 WOBA and a 128 ISO versus left-handed pitching. So Kansas City struggles tremendously against lefties. So when you're going up top here, you got Chris Sale, you got Mike Minor in great matchups against teams that struggle against lefties, but good hitters, yards, decent offenses. Pick your poisons. Miners might be the safer matchup. Sale might be the bigger upside matchup. Another tricky one is Charlie Morton, $10,000. Has been great at home this year and on the road, but averaging 20 DraftKings points at home this season. Coming off a 31.9 point performance at Cleveland. He has 23 or more points in three of his last six, 17 or more in five of his last six. He's been very, very good at 10K, but it is a Minnesota Twins team that is crushing baseballs. So it makes you think a little bit. They strike out a little less than 20% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Chucky's got a 31% K rate, 54% ground ball rate. All that is great. Minnesota's got the second lowest team total. It goes Mets, Twins, Yankees. The three lowest totals on the slate. Twins lefties 298, righties 264 versus Charlie Morton. But that offense is fierce. So it's definitely GPP relevant as well. But the upside there with Chucky at 10K might be the best matchup at home in Tampa out of the three big dogs we talked about. Last guy we'll talk about above 9K, 9K and above, is Carlos Carrasco. I expect him to be the chalk of the big tier pricing on this slate. He's facing a Chicago White Sox team that he's faced twice this year. 12 shutout innings combined, 12 Ks. He's getting a K an inning, hasn't given up a run against the White Sox yet this year. It's been outstanding, averaging 29.6 DraftKings points per start. He's been struggling a lot lately, though, so keep that in mind. You know, Tampa Bay, 10.3 points, A, 7.9. But prior to that, back-to-back White Sox starts where he's been great. 5 shutout innings, 7 shutout innings. Been very, very good in those starts. And it was very, very good prior to those. So maybe the last two are just hiccups. We'll see. It hasn't been pretty. But again, the White Sox, that's a team you're going to target early and often. Lots of strikeouts, 27% K rate. Cookie's got a 29% K rate, 38% ground ball rate. And the White Sox team with the fourth lowest total at 3.97, basically four. Lefties, 372. Righties, 294 versus Cookie. So there's a lot to like there with Cookie as well. So when you're looking at 9K and above, I got Carrasco 1, Minor 2, Morton 3, Sale 4. But if you want to risk your GPPs, you almost go the reverse order. If you want to go boom or bust, big upside, low ownership, you go Sale, you go Morton, you go Minor, you go Cookie. So it's just kind of how you depend on how you want to break it down. Do you want the savings or what are you planning to do on the slate? If talking savings, Tyler Skaggs is $8,200 at the Seattle Mariners. Skaggs coming off a really good 5 2/3, 3 shutout innings against the Texas Rangers. He has 16 or more points in back-to-back starts, 13 or more in 3 straight. Getting better and better the longer he's been off the IL. Really getting it going in that respect. When you look at Skaggs, they don't have him on this sheet right now. That is interesting. But you look at a... interesting. Very, very interesting. A Seattle team that struggles at the plate and has a little bit of pop versus lefties, but not a ton. So Skaggs at 82 does come into play for me there. Lastly, Jason Vargas, $6,400 at the Los Angeles Dodgers. This is terrifying. But when it comes to punts, he's the only one I appreciate. And he's got 10.5 or more points in 4 straight starts. It can be very, very dicey with Jason Vargas. But the floor, for the most part, has been there. He could get destroyed right out the gate. But you're looking at a Dodgers team that strikes out about 20% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Vargas, not a huge K guy, but there is upside in this matchup. They have a 5.3 team total. Lefties 322, righties 383. Lots of risk, but could be lots of reward in this one with Jason Vargas. Mainly just a punt because you want to get all the bats. So pitching for me, I got Carrasco 1, Minor 2, Morton 3, Sale 4 up top. Skaggs in his own tier in the 8K range. And then down below on the punts, it's Jason Vargas. So it's tough. It's a tough world out there. If you want the bats, you're going to have to take some chances. Speaking of bats, let's break it down. Catcher's position for you. You can go with Yosemite Grandal versus Musgrove if you so choose. But I'll be starting with the $4,100 Christian Vasquez at the Yankee Stadium against J.A. Happ. J.A. Happ's been getting crushed by left-handed pitching this year. Christian Vasquez swinging a pretty good stick and swinging a really good one against left-handed pitching. So Vasquez at 41 does come into play for you tonight. Johnny Lucroy at 39 versus Kikuchi. If you want to fade Kikuchi, you can go there. Kikuchi is another punt play you can look at against the Angels. The Angels don't strike out a lot, but might be just basically the same boom or bust as Vargas. Maybe not as much bust. We shall see. Going on down, though, it's pretty bleak at the catcher's position. You can try like a Wilson Ramos for his first Ryu if you want to get contrarian there. You either have to take some chalk or go super contrarian. That's just the way it goes. And if you want to go cheaper, Elias Diaz at 3,200 versus Chase Anderson, that definitely jumps off the page as a cheaper option. And then other than that, maybe Will Smith of the Dodgers versus Jason Vargas. He was 2K yesterday, let everybody down, but he's 2-for-4 in his first game, 0-for yesterday. The kid's a good prospect, can hit the baseball. $2,800 versus Jason Vargas doesn't suck at all. going to first base, you can go Bellinger versus Vargas. Don't hate that. But Josh Bell at 5,700 versus Chase Anderson in a great spot. Bell coming off a 26-pointer yesterday. He's averaging 12.6 over his last 10. Chase Anderson is not good. It is Pittsburgh's ballpark, PNC, which helps Chase Anderson. But Bell at 57, who can put the ball in the Allegheny, is just fine. Farther down you go, you can look at a Jose Abreu in a GPP versus Carrasco. I don't hate that at all. A Hunter Dozier in a GPP versus Minor. But Luke Voit versus Sale in a GPP at 42 has my attention. Edwin Encarnacion against Skaggs at 41 is someone you can definitely target with that power. Big Meat Pete double-donged yesterday. He's 4K versus Ryu. He's averaging 11 points over his last 10. 35, 5, and 13 in his last 3. 0 and a 21, so 13 or more in 3 of his last 5. 4K versus Ryu. It's very, very dicey. Ryu's been very, very good. But you can attack him. Righty's hitting 277 off of Ryu this year. So Big Meat Pete at 4K is in play. But if you want to get GPP weird, you want to target Jacob Junis, right? Ronald Guzman at 4K. Boomer bust, big-time power upside at times. When you look at Texas, 5.4 team totals, the highest on the night slate. Lefty's 348, righty's 358 off of Jacob Junis. So you can get Ronald Guzman at 4K in that matchup. Going below 4K, David Freese against the lefty Vargas at 39 is always in play for you as well. Other than that, not too much down here at this point in time. Second base, Michael Chavis versus J.A. Happ's outstanding. Happ has just been so bad this year, giving up a lot of hard contact, a lot of home runs, especially to the right-handed hitters. Boston's got a 4.65 team total. Lefty's 288, righty's 350 off of J.A. Happ. So Michael Chavis at 51, very much in play in that matchup. If you're fading Mike Minor, Whit Merrifield, not bad at all. Gleyber Torres, GPP only. Like, you can get really contrarian on the slate if you so choose. Very contrarian. DJ LeMahieu versus Sale at 39 has got some upside. But Rougie Odor against Jacob Junis at 39, definite GPP appeal in that one. A little more cash appeal in Adam Frazier versus Chase Anderson at 3,800 if you so choose there. Well, then again, like Chris Taylor maybe of the Dodgers versus Vargas at 34 if you're looking for some value. Other than that, the huge. Check your lineups. Third base, Rafael Devers, GPP only, but Michael Chavis at 51. Moustakas against Musgrove at 48. You can go there and get low ownership as well. Yoan Moncada in a GPP, I don't hate it at all, at 4,400. He's got that big boomer bust upside. Went deep yesterday. Carrasco can give up some loud contact of late. So Moncada in a GPP at 44 has appeal. I mentioned Hunter Dozier already. Justin Turner at 42 versus Jason Vargas. Turner's been hitting lefties well. Vargas been getting hit by righties quite well. Justin Turner, of course, you know, cover boy yesterday goes 0 for 5, but then 17, or 2 days ago goes 0 for 5. Yesterday goes 17, then we had a 0, then a 10, a 23, a 10, a 5, a 10. So he's been crushing it, except the one day I covered him. He's in play again tonight versus Vargas. Pretty simple. Farther down you look, you can go with David Fletcher maybe leading off versus Kikuchi at 41. As Drubal Cabrera at 4K versus Jacob Junis has some appeal for some savings in that one. Colin Moran versus Chase Anderson at 35 as a punt play is in play. Kyle Seager in his career has hit lefties okay, so don't completely overlook him at 3,400. Then other than that, if you're going down below, it's because you're looking for value. Like J.D. Davis versus Ryu, super risky, but upside. Adrianza and Marwin Gonzalez only 3,100 versus Charlie Morton. I respect the hell out of Charlie Morton. Luis Arias at 3K. So the Minnesota Twins are cheap. I do like Charlie Morton a lot, but that Twins offense is legit and has some serious savings, so don't sleep on that. Shortstop, Elvis Andrus at 52. Bogarts at 5K are both great plays. You got Frenchie Lindor at 48. Michael overlooked. Cleveland offense is slowly getting it going. Manny Banuelos is bad, and so is the White Sox bullpen. So don't just look that the Indians are facing a lefty. They're going to get a lot of bullpen as well. And right now they have a 5.05 team total, which is third highest on the slate. Lefty's 380, righty's 379 versus Banuelos. So keep an eye on Lindor and rest of the Indians. Yeah, Timmy Anderson at 46, GPP only. Same with Gleyber Torres, talked about that. Like Jorge Polanco, you're getting a 4,200 tonight. Corey Seager at 41. He had a big home run last night. 28 DraftKings points yesterday. 28, 3, 11, 20, 14. So 11 or more in 4 of his last 5 for Seager. Very, very much with some upside there. A few more to take a peek at. We do like Tim Beckham versus left-handed pitching. J.P. Crawford went on the IL. So it's Beckham's job again for now. He's got 10 or more points in 2 of his last 4. He's GPP only, but value against the lefty. Ahmed Rosario as well, 3,400. I played him against Hill the other night. He has really good versus lefties, but he even had 16 points last night. He's got 16 or more in three straight, then a 0, 4, and a 19. He's a very streaky hitter. Ride it while it's hot. Ryu's super risky, but like I used him as a one-off. I didn't stack it against Hill. I just used him as a one-off. He got you 22 points. That won't happen every night, but the upside's there with Rosario at 34. A few more you can take a peek at. Maybe Luis Rengifo at 31. And maybe like Willy Adames at 29 versus Martin Perez if you're looking for some serious savings on this slate. Outfield, you got Christian Yelich at 59. He's always in play. Same with Bellinger at 58. Mike Trout got the day off yesterday. If he's back, he's 56. Joey Gallo is a great play at 56 versus Houston. It's probably my favorite play out of those four based on price and matchup. You got Hunter Pence still swinging a good bat at 55. Cincy Chu at 53 and good matchups there. Jess Dongs Martinez at 52 and Mookie Betts at 51 versus J.A. Happ is outstanding. Those are big boy plays right there. Again, got to watch the weather, though. Like, I want to attack the hell out of Happ. I hope he pitches tomorrow if it gets rained out tonight. Don't let me not have the Red Sox versus J.A. Happ. Please, God, don't let me not have the Red Sox versus J.A. Happ. I got to have that at least one night this week. Going down below 5K now, like a Max Kepler and an Eddie Rosario at 47 and 46 respectively. Morton's a very good pitcher. Like, I'm not meaning to target them, but lefties are hitting 298 off of Morton. And you're going to have to take some chances here unless you want to go with the chalk, which you can. Knock yourself out. But if you want to be different on this slate, you're going to have to pick your battles, and you're going to have to target at least one of these big-time pitchers in this slate. Going on down farther, like a Brian Reynolds against Chase Anderson at 44. Good savings. The kid's been hitting the ball really, really well. Put up 14 more points yesterday. He's averaging 10.5 over his last 10. 14-7, 10, 14, 21 over his last five. I've mentioned him a lot on this podcast. No one plays him. I'm not talking just about our show, just in general. No one plays him. And he's $4,400. Gives you a good contrarian angle there. Again, watch the weather, but 30% chances of rain. You would think bats would be safe there, but we'll see. Nomar Mazzari and Junis at 44. You can definitely build like a mid-4K below type team if you have to tonight. Not much issue. There's some good stuff there. Gregory Polanco at 43 versus Chase Anderson. Good upside there. A contrarian play I like is Clint Frazier at 42 versus Chris Sale. He's total boomer bust, 2-0, but then like 19, 13, 16, 13, 14, 0, 34, 2. Big time upside there with Clint Frazier. I don't mind that at all against a Chris Sale. A few more to go with. You could look at like a Tommy Pham versus Martin Perez at 41 and Abby Garcia at 41 versus Perez. Abby hits lefties extremely well, so those two are worth a look. But Jordan Luplow, $4,100 against Manny Manuelos. Luplow crushes left-handed pitching. Crushes them. $4,100. This is the night to play him. Oscar Mercado, $4,100, especially if he's towards the top of the order. He's starting to get it going, averaging over 10 in his last 10, 13, 5, 24, 19 over his last 5. He's getting on. He's swiping bags. That's what you wanted him for. His steals upside is tremendous, but he's also hitting really well. Multi-hit games in 3 of his last 4. So Mercado's getting it going. He's $4,100 versus Manuelos. Nice upside plays there. Going down to 4K and below, again, David Fletcher, Mitch Haniger are options at 41. Brian Goodnow. Jorge Soler versus Mike Minor at 38 in that hitting environment. In a GPP, I don't hate that at all. That's got some big-time upside for you there. Aaron Hicks hits lefties really, really well. He's 37 versus Chris Sale. Kiki Hernandez, $3,700 versus Vargas. We know how he hits lefties. He's been in a massive funk like the last month, but the last few games, he had a 0 yesterday, an 18 and an 11 prior to that, so maybe he's waking up. We'll see. The Mets pitching has just been dreadful. That whole series, there's great pitching matchups on paper, and it's just been offensive palooza in Hollywood the last three nights. So Kiki Hernandez at 37, second base outfield against Vargas does have some appeal to it. Few more to take a peek at when you go down below, like a Charlie Tilson and Eloy Jimenez in GPPs. Chris Taylor at 34, talked about him already. A member of the Angels that just got called up. I want to get his name correctly. So Cesar Puello, he went 3-for-6 yesterday in his debut against the A's. He even went deep. He had 30 DraftKings points. Not saying he's a must play, but he's got some serious pop. He's placing Kikuchi at 34. Could be worse if you're looking for value. So there's options down here. Delino De Shields Jr., if he cracks the lineup at 33, there will be value if you need it at the outfield position. Recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, I got Carrasco, Minor, Morton, Sale. That's the safer way to do it. If you want the most contrarian way and be really weird, You go Sale, Morton, Minor, Carrasco. In the 8K range is Tyler Skaggs. If you're looking to punt, you can go Vargas or Kikuchi. Both risky because the Angels don't strike out a lot. Kikuchi's been very hit and miss, but he's got the upside. When it comes to Vargas, it's more of a he's got 10 or more points in like 5 straight starts. He's going to get hit a bit, but he usually kind of – he likes CC Sabathia's it to death. Doesn't do anything flashy. But for the most part, he can get destroyed, but doesn't get destroyed as often. So take your battles. It is the Dodgers, though, so watch out. When talking stacks tonight, Texas is great. Team total 5.4. Phenomenal hitting environment. Jacob Junis giving up tons of home runs, tons of fly balls. Lefty's 348, righty's 358. What's not to like about Texas? You can go Dodgers versus Vargas. No sugarcoating that at all. But don't sleep on Cleveland. They might be the overlooked one. You got Manny Manuelos, lefty's 380, righty's 379. And then you get that bad Chicago bullpen. The Indians' bats are heating up of late. They aren't that expensive. You know, Lindor's 48. Even Jose Ramirez, I didn't mention him on the position by position. He's got multiple hit games and back-to-back games, so maybe he's getting going. You can get value with Cleveland. Mercado and Luplo in the outfield at 4,100. There's value there if you need it. This could also be a night where you do much like 2 to 3 game stacks. You don't go all in. Stuff like that as well. When you go down a little farther, Boston versus J.A. Happ, especially from the right side, big, big fan there. Kansas City versus Mike Minor if you want to be contrarian and try to take advantage of that ballpark. And then Pittsburgh versus Chase Anderson, Milwaukee versus Joe Musgrove are very interesting. Not as sold on, like, they're in play, just not as high as other stuff at this moment. BVP on this 7-game slate. Kendrys Morales has actually got 3 home runs off Chris Sale, hitting 268. Clint Frazier's taking a deep as well. Nothing else too crazy. Steve Pierce, I forgot to mention him. I wrote him up last night, forgot to mention him. He's $3,100. He's first base outfield eligible. He is outstanding salary relief, assuming the game plays. And he's 11 for 35, a 314 average, with 2 homers or 2 doubles and 6 homers off J.A. Happ. He loves hitting lefties, and he loves hitting J.A. Happ. So Steve Pierce is in play. I mentioned Christian Vasquez, 5 for 17, a double and a homer. JD's taking him deep. Mookie's got 2 homers. So lots to like with the Bo Sox, as I mentioned. Starling Marte, big fan of Chase Anderson, 13 for 27, 3 doubles, a triple, and 2 homers. Adam Frazier, who I mentioned, is taking him deep twice, 5 for 15. Gregory Polanco has 5 home runs off of Chase Anderson. So I told you that Pittsburgh could be interesting against Chase Anderson, and you're seeing some of the results right there. Moustakas, Gamble, Yelich have all taken Musgrove deep. Guillermo Heredia, 10 for 22, 3 doubles off of Martin Perez. Really not using that a ton, but it's there. Few others to take a peek at. Rougeau Odor's taking Jacob Junis deep. Yonder Alonso, 5 for 17, a double and 2 homers off Carrasco. Tim Anderson, Abreu's got 2 homers. Yelmer Sanchez taking him deep. Nothing too crazy. We look at Manny Banuelis. Jake Bowers and Roberto Perez have taken him deep. Jordan Luplow, told you he crushes lefties, right? He's 3 for 5 against Manny Banuelis with 3 home runs. They've only faced him like once or twice, but they got really good numbers against him. David Freese, always value versus a lefty. He's 8 for 14 with 3 home runs off Jason Vargas. So you can definitely get some value on this slate. You know, you put Freese at first, Pierce in the outfield. That's cheap as hell. You can make this work quite well if you so choose. So that'll wrap it up for this edition of Quick Hits. Quickie Thursday, 7-game slate. Again, rate and review on iTunes. I'd much appreciate it. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. If you want to check us out at the Quant Edge, promo code Bubba will get you set up with the yearly package, the first month of all sports, or the 5-day free trial. Go check it out, thequantedge.com, promo code Bubba. And go check us out at fantasysportsdegens.com, at fantasydegens on Twitter, the Fantasy Sports Degens Slack chat. Always off and pupping, so go check all that out. But until next time, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, May 30th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.